Cherry Hill Police in New Jersey is assisting the FBI in an active investigation. The department put out a social media message before noon. It advised that the investigation is taking place around Walt Whitman Boulevard and Baldwin Road. There are no threats to the public or the nearby Horace Mann Elementary School at the moment. Our news partner 6ABC said there was a man taken into custody, but it is not known why. The nature of the investigation is unclear. Since the Trump administration announced a link to Tylenol use in pregnancy and autism in children, renewed attention has been brought to how drug risk during pregnancy is researched. Historically, pregnant women have been excluded from drug trials, leading to misinformation and confusion for patients. Dr. Sindhu Srinivas is a maternal fetal specialist at Penn Medicine. She says there are more efforts today to include pregnant people in clinical trials.
We have to recognize that unmanaged conditions is actually really bad for the pregnancy too. And so I think that's sort of at the heart of what happens when you don't have the information and then you have this sort of like broader narrative around medication and pregnancy.
Professional societies have now recommended that drug trials consider more pregnant participants. Route 9 in Delaware, long been overlooked, but local leaders are working to change that. Casey Cosden of the Route 9 Community Development Corporation joined others to study what residents are experiencing. Among the findings, the number of pedestrian fatalities. One proposed solution is a pedestrian bridge.
The opportunity to connect both sides of the corridor, so like connecting people in a safe manner to the Innovation Center, Rose Hill Community Center, to other, you know, potentially fun things to do, like the bowling alley.
The organization hopes this framework can guide other leaders in bringing new parks, housing, and safer streets to life and eventually revive the corridor.